Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello again, intelligentsia listeners of the Jeffers Brief here on the Contra Radio Network. Feel free to visit our website, ContraRadioNetwork.com. ContraRadioNetwork.com. We're looking for people on to do shows. Jeff Reynolds, I'm talking to you, baby. All right. Got some posts on the CRN group Facebook page.
John, I haven't seen an episode. When are you going to do one? All right.
Well, decided to go to Texas and visit my father, who I haven't seen in years. So we did that. By the way, Oklahoma and the Choctaw Nation, absolutely beautiful. It's really green and a lot of water. And I think just by seeing what the Choctaw Nation has done in Oklahoma, they got it down. Oh, yes. Anyways, so we did a 10-day trip, took our time coming back. Yes, we took the RV, the travel trailer, got a flat about an hour out of home on the RV. Waited 3 hours to get it fixed because I just found out I don't have the proper jack for it. But watching how they did it, I know what I need and where to place the jack and all that stuff, because I would have placed it somewhere bad. Anyway, so it was well worth the money for it. At first, I was kind of ticked off. Then I thought about, well, you know, if I'm going to have a flat tire on this thing, I'm glad it happened in the metropolitan area of Chicago, because I guarantee you, somebody, some tire store has that tire. Unlike, say, you know, God forbid it happened outside, say, Pontiac, Illinois, out in the middle of nowhere. So, anyways, thank you, good Sam Club. Appreciate it. I did succumb to a heat injury while I was in Texas. First day, it was like 110 degrees. So, that was not fun. However, I was able to repair myself. All right, enough of that. Enough of my dire trip. No, it was a good trip. It really was. I enjoyed the hell out of it. All right. Well, anytime you get out of Illinois, it's a good thing. Anyways, for Brandon and Austin, here's your show. I want to say thank you to Terry Kaz down in the state of Missouri. Yeah, he and I went shooting with our AR-15s in his on his farm. And that was good because I had to battle sight zero my weapon, because it was never bore sighted. So I got to do it. Took me about, I don't know, magazine and a half to pull it together. But that's okay. All right. And thanks again, Terry, for dinner, and your hospitality is noted and acknowledged. All right. Off the show, you know, we're going to talk about something, and you're not going to like it. I know. You never do what we like. I want to say something here. There are people like Terry and myself, other patriots, who have served in the armed forces. And there are some patriots who have not. Their heart is in the right place. However, I have to say this. When it comes to saying, yeah, we patriots should get together. You know, if they want a revolution, let's give them the revolution. Let's give them their shot at the title and then whip their ass. Okay, look, my mind is with you. My heart is with you. I say, yeah, if they want it, fine, let's do it. Two things come to mind, though. One, that's a fantasy. It will never happen. The patriots will not come out in force. will not go and fight for it. One, lack of organization, and two, people talk a good game, but when it comes right down to it, they're not going to do it. Number two is this. My mind says, yes, you can. My body says, oh, no, you can't. Even Terry acknowledges that. Mentally, we can do this. We've been trained for it. We know how to do it. We know what we're doing. Our bodies, on the other hand, saying, son, you are not 19 years old again. Despite what I may think, the body is right. Now, thank God we've got 24 million combat veterans in this country, most of which, the vast, vast majority, will, if the time comes, go and do the heavy lifting. So number three, that brings me to my next point. People like Terry and I, who mentally are up and ready for it, but physically, let's be honest, we really can't do it. Our bodies just won't do it. We're too old. But, and here's the point. For every soldier that's in combat, it takes three soldiers to support that one soldier in combat. Now, of course, Terry will never agree to it, and I know that he will eventually. And that is this, my friends. If you're physically unable to go and actually do the fight, you can support the troops. Support the one soldier doing the fighting. It's called logistics, supply. There you go. But that's my take. If I'm wrong, let me know. John Jeffers at ContraRadioNetwork.com. John Jeffers at ContraRadioNetwork.com. Tell me I'm wrong. I've been told I'm wrong many times, and I'm still here. And if you don't like the way I do the show, too bad. It's my show. Do your own. You don't like the way I do it? Get your own show and show me how it's done. I'm more than willing to let you come on Contra Radio Network and do your own show. All right. Where am I? How much time have I got? Oh, I got time. Donald Lowry says, oh, no, you got to do 11 minutes on the first segment and 12 minutes after that. I got to get it done. Okay, fine. No, really, I like Don Lowry. He's a great producer. He gets things done for me. He actually makes me sound good. So let's get on with it. Now, we got the second wave of coronavirus coming, my friends. Now, regardless of what you think about the virus, regardless of what you think, things are going to change. The Organic Prepper by Toby Cowran, and I found this very interesting, and I want you to start prepping now. Now, it's important to not work on assumptions. It's very easy for us to think about points, but then conclude, everybody knows that, everybody sees that, everybody's already understood that. Working from that position undermines that it is possible people haven't seen or acknowledged or observed certain things. So this is just a basic outlook. So let's take the larger focus is still on the pandemic, but also making sure we look into some aspects on either side of that fact. Regardless of your personal opinion about the virus, things will change for everyone with the second wave. That's true. By the way, when you turn on the mainstream media and they're pumping the hysteria, come on, let's go, come on, get crazy with us. Yes, there's a surge in Texas. Yes, there's a surge in Arizona. Yes, there's a surge in Florida. There's a surge not only in this country, but all over the world. Now, you'll never hear the mainstream media tell you that. If they do, they'll mention it in about 2 seconds, and they will never, never elaborate about it. Let us continue. Gosh, I hate this. All right, look. I got to take a break. When I come back, we're going to finish this. All right? I have to, because Lowry will sit there and yell at me, and I don't want to be yelled at by Lowry. He hurts my feelings, makes me feel sad. So we'll be right back after this, these great messages from some of our sponsors. So stand by.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome back. Part two, segment two. Here we go. First, there's going to be a second wave. Firstly, we need to accept there is going to be a second viral wave. That is inevitable. That is absolutely inevitable. Now, regardless of your feelings on how bad the pandemic is, how lethal the virus is, what you think of the statistics, of the reporting, etc., I am not going to say that's irrelevant. But I am going to say that it doesn't undermine is the fact there's going to be a second wave. Secondly, for any virus that spreads in the general population spread, there is always a risk of mutations. So just because we could say it hasn't potentially been that bad until now, doesn't mean that's the status quo and it's going to stay the same. So let's first acknowledge those two things, all right? Now, here's what's important about that. Looking at historical trend analysis, which is fairly substantive, the second wave is always going to be worse than the first, not only infection and fatality numbers, but also an overall impact. And why is that? The fact is, the number spike will largely be due to people's actions as they come out of lockdown of wave one. Okay, now, it's been about 2 to 3 weeks since we had the protest and the rioters, and those politicians, namely Democrats in the large cities, gave a pass to them all. And here we are 2 to 3 weeks out, and now we're seeing a spike. We're seeing a surge. Even Dr. Fauci put the blame on him. So when they say, well, we're going to go back to a lockdown, I don't think so. You've lost the moral authority to lock down the rest of us when you gave a pass to the criminals. Meanwhile, in California, they're talking about releasing 114,000 criminals from prison. Well, it reduced the spread of the virus. Yes, an increase the spread of a crime wave. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. Now, we're already seeing that, one, people are understandably demonstrating frustration and venting their concerns, gathering in large groups, not following certain advice to minimize the potential infection spread. That's happening, and it's happening worldwide. It's not exclusive to any country. Many, many countries are suffering from the same problem. This isn't speculative. You can all see this occurring with your own eyes. So these actions are going to be reflected in wave two infection numbers. For those countries already into the second wave, you can see that wave one is being dwarfed. For those that are not into the wave two yet, don't worry, and unfortunately, you'll catch up in time. Now, the control measures that the government will try to utilize for wave two will initially be the same actions as wave one, but they just won't be as readily accepted by the vast majority of the population that came through wave one. People are tired, they are frustrated and angry, they are scared, largely due to exceptionally irresponsible media action. So now it gets a bit more Wild West, if you will. As the policy for wave two tries to replicate the policy for wave one, but the general populace is not as inclined to comply as it previously was. Now, that will vary from region to region and country to country as to how vehemently these measures will be pushed back against. The other thing to consider is that people have now had far longer and got far more information to make up their mind on how they feel about certain things. Now, people went into wave one really in the dark. They were able to look at the historical pandemic examples, but not much more. Now, people have read up and formed their own opinion and begun to crystallize their own thought process and will act or refuse to act accordingly. Let me say something while I'm here. Look, my opinion is this. I wear a mask for my protection. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. If you contract the virus, you have no one to blame but yourself. Now, we had a 70-year-old couple here in the Fox Lake Home Depot, 70-year-old couple screaming, "We're Americans, we're not going to wear masks." And they walked into Home Depot. And as they were checking out, the store manager said, "We're not checking you out. You have to have a mask on. We're not checking you out. If you want to put a mask on, please do. We'll be more than happy to check you out." And again, they screamed, "We're Americans. We don't have to do that." Well, that's not true. It is true you do not have to wear a mask. It is also true that they don't have to let you in the store. If you want to go in the store, you got to wear the mask. Don't want to wear the mask? Don't go in the store. Pretty simple. As for my wife and I, because I have more underlying health issues than she does, she goes into the grocery store. She gets what she used to get. She wears the mask. And on times that I do have to go in the store, I do wear a mask. Do I wear it outside? No. Do I wear it when I'm driving my trucks? No. With that said, there you go. So again, it's an individual choice. Wear the mask? Don't wear the mask. Wear the mask? Go in the store. Don't wear the mask? Can't go in the store. Do what you will. And may the consequences be yours. All right. Let's continue. Let's talk about the supply chain. All the problems that occurred in wave one will reoccur in wave two, possibly with more consequences and or potentially with a deeper meaning. Let's start with the supply line. Listen to me carefully. Now is the time. Start stocking up on your mask. Start getting all the, what is that? I don't like that. What happened? I'll fix that in a second. All right. Now's the time to start stocking up. Don't stock up after the supply chain is all fucked up and stretched and tensed and bound to break. Now's the time. Get your stuff now. Yes, some of the stuff's going to be a bit more expensive. Quit being a cheap ass and prep. Prepare. Prepare today, live tomorrow. The weakening of the supply lines that has occurred, the lack of certain products, the panic buying, toilet paper, the herd mentality, that's all still there and large parts still unsolved, and it's going to happen again. It's inevitable. Things are not going back to normal. Hate to say it, but people in packs follow a very set scripts. They're very predictable in their behavior. That is why we can make statements such as these with good authority. And as much as the suppliers are trying to assure us wave one was well managed and not that bad, reports from various places are showing the contraction that there was, is, and will be impact on the supply line. Let's talk about the financial problems. Now, there's a twofold solution to these problems we are highlighting. One is to just keep preparing, to always be prepared. Keep chipping away, bit by bit. Keep making your purchases. Keep your stocks up. But unfortunately, a lot of people got massive economic hits in wave one. So many are likely limited in their financial ability to prepare via purchase. That we fully understand and sympathize with. Things are going to be different for most of us. Managing expectations. That brings us to the next point, and I would apply this across the board regardless of your current situation, is you need to start managing your own and your immediate family's expectations. You need to start thinking in terms of this. As supplies dwindle and prices increase, we need to eat more simply, to accept things as they are. We might have to eat less meat, or in fact, we might just have to eat less food. Period. Now, this is a very challenging because you will naturally want to push back to get that normalcy. You'll think, why should I have to insert your selected discomfort here? All right. Unfortunately, far too many people in the prepper sphere were preparing on the basis of, my lifestyle is never going to be interrupted no matter what. That's a fallacy. When we're into a long-term scenario such as this pandemic, there are going to be uncomfortable impacts for everybody. There will be a point when you start to feel the impact after you've gone as far as you can in your familiar lifestyle and kept to your original standards for as long as possible. If we are being honest, many of you are already at this point. As much as you can adjust your mental attitude early and acknowledge and start to accept that the impact is happening or coming and will worsen, it positions you to be far more resilient further into this pandemic, because that's, folks, is where we are. We are a long way from the end of this. And we can't relax our preparations. I've been having a number of very interesting online conversations lately, and the phrase that keeps reoccurring is that we've been given a slow-burning virus. In this modern, insanely paced world, it seems that everybody wanted to have a simple, quick zombie apocalypse, and in 2 weeks, that's all over. Then we kind of, we go from there, rebuild, and move on. Sorry, but there is nothing fast about true pandemics in overall terms. This is going to be around for some time, and everybody's going to have to adapt, overcome, improvise, and all that good stuff. And the sooner we start wrapping our heads around that, the better. To add to this, while focusing on the pandemic, we can't forget the relevant regional and or seasonal issues we would normally prepare for. For example, we're now entering into a very high risk for wildfires. Other folks will be bracing for tornado seasons, hurricane or flooding seasons, or different natural occurrences. So we can't just get fixated on just one thing. That's never what preparedness has been about. We have to deal with a pandemic, yes, but we must look at other issues as well as being aware and maintaining our preparations accordingly. Rounding off, topping up, adjusting like we normally try to do for every season of every year, and ideally a little bit beyond. You follow me so far? All right, we'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
Copper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Welcome back, segment three. So what to do right now? Now is not the time to get caught up in the immediacy of whatever the media wants you to focus on first. It's time to stop, take a concerted, long view of where you perceive you'll be in 6 to 12 months from now. As an actionable activity, I would advise everybody to take a pause and definitely turn off the television. I stop watching the news. I have things I have to get done. For example, I installed a wireless security camera system around my house for about $400. If you want to know what brand and whatnot I got, please email me, johnjeffers@contraradionetwork.com. I will give you the information there. Had to put in some new light fixtures. Had to put in a new floodlight. Brighter. The light of a million suns now illuminates my driveway. You can't keep watching the news, people. They are priming that panic pump, the hyper pump. They want you to get with them. So I would advise you give yourself 24 hours totally off of social media, and I did that on my vacation. And meet of any sort at some point this week. Give yourself the time, space, and place to think. Sit down. Acknowledge the situation you're at personally. Think about your long-term plans in earnest. We've had a very intense discussions with our spouses, near relatives, friends, and extended family. We've been coming up with contingencies A, B, and C, thinking about what our long-term plans are. And where we are at in all of this. If you haven't already done so, now's the time to be doing this. You need to be having these conversations with loved ones as well. Please don't make those conversations too oppressive. Remember, everybody's having a hard time right now mentally, whether they acknowledge it or not. They are. Having big conversations, but please, just go easy as you approach these subjects. Don't ignore them. Don't put them off, but don't rip into them with such tenacity that'll shut down the other party's interest in the discussion. So, accept the longevity of our current situation. Keep preparing. Adopt a new level of resilient mindset that will embrace discomfort. Take a concerted pause to assess your long-term goals. And ensure you communicate with those around you in a clear, concise, but empathetic manner. There you have it. There it is. I don't know. I can't add any more to it. I can't. All right. Now, early on, We heard about hydroxychloroquine. Now, this controversial treatment was touted by President Donald Trump. Might be gaining new traction in the fight against the Wuhan coronavirus. Right now, everybody in this country should be have access to hydroxychloroquine. Now, the latest positive results come from Valdara, India, where city officials have conducted a major study involving more than 300,000 people, including health workers and other frontline staff. Local, this is from the Indian Express in India. Local health official Dr. Devish Patel told the paper, "It has shown positive results. We have the numbers and not one person has complained of complications. The only side effect reported is mild gastritis, which is common with administering heavy medicines and can be effectively handled." In other words, anyone who has taken the much more common azithromycin antibiotic for a simple sinus infection has probably suffered about the same distress. All gastric, as a subject of the Valdara study. Dr. Muhammad Hussein, who runs Valdara's Faith Hospital, told the Express, "There are conflicting studies about the use of HCQ. While initially the U.S. studies rejected it and cited side effects, European countries backed its prophylactic use. In Valdara, it has shown positive results. We have been able to restrict cases in clusters. Nagarwada no longer has a huge number of cases." Hussein reiterated that no serious side effects were reported. Now, Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton noted on Friday that Trump derangement syndrome almost certainly cost lives in the fight against COVID-19, and those people will not be held responsible. And they should. Now, while HCQ is no miracle cure, the evidence continues to mount that the drug is a safe and effective treatment or prophylactic measure against COVID-19. As on Friday, Retraction Watch reported that The Lancet, and I talked about this 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, the prestigious British medical journal had quietly retracted and replaced an anti-HCQ editorial by Christian Funk Brentano it had published in May. Funk Brentano stands behind his work because hydroxychloroquine has serious side effects in some populations, according to Retraction Watch. The Lancet retraction reads in part, "A recent Lancet article by Mandeep Mehra and his colleagues, which reported adverse events associated with hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine treatment in patients with COVID-19, has been retracted by the three of the authors, along with our linked comment that provided a commentary on the article and its findings, because the veracity of the data underlying this observational study could not be assured by the study authors. Hydroxychloroquine is like a religion for some people," Funk Brentano had said. "And yet, if HCQ's side effects are limited to a small subset of the population, and more recent studies have shown it might be beneficial treating the broader population for COVID-19, it makes you wonder who the religious nuts really are, right? Meanwhile, HCQ is apparently so safe to use that doctors are urging the FDA to make it available over the counter. Sad to say, but there might be a pull the ladder up behind you angle to the Democrat media complex's anti-HCQ hysteria." Now, Ted Plush, in replying to Tom Fitton and the real Donald Trump on Twitter, "Everyone in the know is taking HCQ with zinc. We must badmouth this formula so we don't create a shortage for us. We knew about its effectiveness way back in February and have acted accordingly. Do consult your doctor first to be sure it's not contraindicated for you." when the coronavirus first broke out in this country, apparently our betters indulged in a little white lie about the efficacy of the mask wearing against COVID-19. We were originally told that they weren't needed by none other than Dr. Fauci himself and many others back in March. Was that to help make sure hoarders wouldn't leave them without masks? Then we were told that HCQ was ineffective. Was that to make sure that the right people would have ready access to the drugs they told us either didn't work or were actually dangerous? It's got to start making you think. And don't forget the Cuomo brothers. The trust fund retard on CNN and his fellow trust fund retard that's governor of New York. The brother on CNN contracted COVID-19, but miraculously recovered in less than a week. Has anybody even, that's the media, even thought to even ask, well, gee, how did you recover so quickly? They won't ask because they know that his brother, the governor, made sure he got HCQ. That's how it happened. The cowards in the mainstream media. They need to be held responsible. Am I ranting? My, oh my. I was ranting. And I don't give a damn. And I'm sure you don't either. I'm John Jeffers here for the Jeffers Brief here on Contrario Network. Prepare today, live tomorrow. Do it. Start prepping now. It's coming. If you can't see the storm clouds on the horizon, oh well. Good luck to you. Until then, be safe, be alert. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.